Ladies and gentlemen, we're cooked. Because for the first time in Fortnite history, the player count failed to reach 1 million concurrent players 2 days in a row. But I do have some good news to share. And this is not the end. So first, let's take a quick look. September 10th and September 11th. 2 days in a row where Fortnite peaked around 912,000 concurrent and then about 975,000 concurrent. And a part of this bump right here on the 13th is actually because of brain rot. Because it looked like on Saturday, Fortnite was not going to reach 1.5 million players, but it ended up reaching nearly 1.7 because of a creative map. So I want to give you guys some perspective real quick. Reaching these player counts still makes Fortnite the top 3 or 4 video game in the world based off of player count alone. There is no more than 2 or 3 games that are going to get over 1 million concurrent players consistently. And Fortnite has done it ever since it started sharing its public player count back in April of 2023 until now. Now, so far, everything I've said sounds extremely concerning, but I'm going to tell you why I am very optimistic about the next few weeks. And it starts with Epic delaying a major update twice. So the big Megazord update that was supposed to happen already has been delayed 2 times, and it has now been delayed to September 18th, this Thursday. It was supposed to come out last week, and then it was supposed to come out this Tuesday, and now it's going on to Thursday. Now, this might seem concerning. Maybe there's some bugs that they can't quite, solve, and that's why they're delaying it. But I don't think it's because of bugs. I think Epic realizes they have to make some major changes to Fortnite in order to save the player count and steer players back into the game instead of losing players week to week like they have been. So first, this is something that Epic already did, and they expanded the communication with this huge post about changes that they made to BR. You guys might have already seen this in-game. They unvaulted some assault rifles. They made legendary weapons more rare, so they feel like a bigger impact when you get them. They adjusted floor loot, the spawn rate, the drop rate. They buffed and nerfed things, and they pretty much told us everything that they changed. This is wonderful communication. This is stuff that we used to get a lot back in Chapter 1. So to see this happening right now, it does suck that we're getting it during a time where the player count is going down, but it's better than not having this communication and these changes at all. The next major thing is proximity chat in Fortnite. This is a feature that I thought we would never get in Battle Royale because it can be toxic and it can be abused. However, it seems like they are bringing this in as an LTM. They're going to make a Battle Royale, playlist where you can use proximity chat and you will be allowed to team and make alliances with other players on the fly, even break those alliances and betray these players. And overall, this sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun with a lot of potential for content. Now, my theory is that they're going to be testing this in an LTM, but if it goes over extremely well, I would assume that they might try to bring this feature into the main Battle Royale or Reload modes. Obviously, it would be optional, and if players are being toxic or abusive, they could get banned or permanently muted. But this is a feature that has existed in other Battle Royales like PUBG and H1Z1, and there is potential for this to actually be a net positive for the game, assuming Epic can handle banning the players and muting the players that use this in a negative or toxic way. And based off of the replies to this tweet, it seems like a lot of creators are actually very, very excited about the possibilities of proximity chat, and this could be coming very soon, maybe even with this next update. Now, this update we already know is going to be bringing the Megazord boss gameplay, which is going to allow you to transform into Megazord at some point during the match. He's going to have his own abilities and cooldowns. And then obviously, once you get defeated, you will redeploy back into the match, similar to transformation of Godzilla or the ship from Star Wars. So this is obviously going to be very fun. It's kind of like a remix of the boss transformations that we've seen for the past few seasons. Look at this. This actually kind of looks insane. And obviously just this update isn't going to be enough to save Fortnite, but I am looking forward to seeing how this impacts BR and how much fun this actually will be. The player who does the most damage to Megazord will also get a Megazord medallion, which is basically the scan medallion that you used to get back in Chapter 5, where you would scan players around you every like 30 to 60 seconds. But to be honest, even if this is a good gameplay update, which I'm sure it will be, I don't think it's going to be impactful enough to bring a ton of people back into Fortnite. There's going to be a little bit more that needs to be done, which is the rest of this list. Because next up is this Warner Bros. X Fortnite mode. Fortnite has been showing a lot of love to Marvel. Obviously, they're partnered with Disney, but not a lot of love to DC and Warner Bros. So there is a huge collab in the works. This could be something that's coming soon. It could be something that's coming later this year, but it's good that we are still getting new features and new modes, because if they do come out with a mode that's actually exciting and very fun and it actually takes off, unlike some of the other modes that they've come out with, like Rocket Racing, we could see an influx of players come back into Fortnite to try the new experience. But I will say we don't really have a lot of information about this, so let's go over to the next point. This one is actually crazy. One thing we know that Fortnite has done in the past to bring players back into the game is bringing back rare skins. Travis Scott is a skin that has been requested to be brought back into the store ever since it came out. It has been over 1,000+ days since it's been in the shop. And a lot of people did return to Fortnite when Renegade Raider came back so that they could purchase that skin that they never got all the way back in Chapter 1. Now, I'm not saying that Travis Scott is going to come back, but there are rumors that you will be able to go back and complete and fully level up old battle passes that you might have not had time to finish. I'm talking battle passes from Chapter 1, like unlocking the purple lights on the Omega skin, or getting the fully gold Peely and Midas skins from Chapter 2. This could be a feature that's included in the crew pack. So anybody that is subscribed to the crew pack might have the ability to go back to old battle passes and complete them. Even someone like me who played Fortnite pretty much every single day for the last 8 years, my Peely skin from Chapter 2 Battle Pass does not have the fully gold edit style. It's like 60 or 70% gold. That's something that I would actually go back and complete just so I can have that Battle Pass completely full. The next thing that absolutely needs to happen is Epic needs to take a hard look at how many playlists we have and how many bots are in each playlist. I noticed that I've been liking OG a little bit more because there seems to be more real players in Fortnite OG compared to the regular Battle Royale. But regular Battle Royale, especially in pubs, has so many bots. And I talked about this in my previous video, but the bots are still a problem. It makes Fortnite not feel like a PvP game. It makes it feel like you are fighting a bunch of AI and you occasionally run into real players. And that's just not a good feeling because it makes the game feel dead even when it has a lot of people playing. Another change that is going to happen, but it's not going to happen as soon as we need it, is the ranked 2.0 update. They talked about this at the most recent FNCS Globals. They're doing a whole revamp to ranked mode and it's going to be called ranked 2.0. At the time of me recording this video, there is 7.2 thousand people playing ranked battle royale in the entire world. That is not enough players to justify having a ranked mode like this. So while I do know that they're planning to bring ranked 2.0 next year in 2026, they need to make changes to ranked right now for it to be a legitimate mode, because I have not been touching ranked, especially with how long the queues are and how little players there are to actually go against when you're playing ranked. And the final thing is the live events and story. I feel like all of the peaks in Fortnite revolve around a live event or story that is easy to follow, that slowly builds up over the season and players follow along and are excited to attend the event. Nowadays, the storyline and events, they don't really make a lot of sense. You have to watch 20-minute videos breaking down all the small details about what's actually happening on the Fortnite island, and everything is just so jumbled and confusing. There is no coherent storyline, and if there is one, it's not easy to follow for the casual audience, so there's no hype around it at all. I feel like this is something that's still missing from Fortnite. Just something simple that we can follow along, something that really makes the live events a must attend. Whereas right now, I feel like a lot of the live events are a little bit lackluster and there's not a lot of investment from the players about the live events themselves. There's still about a month and a half in this season, and we do have a potential Simpsons season in November. But over the next month and a half before that season even comes in, I feel like we're going to be getting so many changes to Fortnite. And I feel like Epic's going to be trying a lot of different things to see how the players react. So this is the time for them to start experimenting and trying all kinds of crazy options. I'm talking removing bots altogether in certain modes, maybe introducing proximity chat to Battle Royale, maybe increasing the Battle Royale player limit to 150. I feel like Epic is cooking something. I really don't know what it is that they're cooking, but the fact that they delayed this update two times and they're asking all these questions to the community and they're communicating extremely well tells me that they are locked in, and they have to be locked in. Their back is against the wall, going up against Roblox that's breaking new records every single day. That's their main competition. And I know that they have what it takes. They just got to make the right decisions. They got to make the right moves. And I am here for it. I'm excited to see what they bring this Thursday and for the next month and a half before the next season. I hope you guys enjoy these commentary videos. Let me know if you want more of these, and don't forget to like and subscribe.